Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It's time for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gortman is here, and we're starting off, Randy, with a big honor for a local winery.
Yes, Finger Lakes Winery getting a really big accolade recently. They were honored one with a spot on Wine Spectator magazine's top 100 wines in the world list. The annual list seeks to combine quality with value. Forge Cellars on Seneca Lake took the number 31 spot with their 2018 Riesling. Rick Rainey is the co-owner of Forge Cellars, and he says the pandemic has made for a difficult year in food and wine, so this helps.
It completely caught me so by surprise, you have no idea. Honestly, this year, the focus has been so many other places, and normally I follow that pretty closely, and this year kind of got away from me. So it was a welcomed surprise at about the best moment possible.
Rainey making his comments recently when he was a guest on WXXI's Connections with Evan Dawson. Forge is the third Finger Lakes winery to land on Wine Spectator's top 100 list, following Herman J. Huemer and Ravines as well. West Herr, the Buffalo-based auto dealership, still expanding, recently acquiring LeBrun Toyota of Canandaigua. It'll be the 28th location for West Herr. They have dealerships in Erie, Niagara, Monroe, and Ontario counties with nearly 2,200 employees. LeBrun, located on Route 332, has been owned by David and Steve LeBrun. West Herr says with the latest acquisition, they will now have 5 dealership locations in the Rochester market, and it'll be West Herr's third Toyota dealership. Doyle Security Systems, the Rochester-based provider of residential and commercial security, fire, and medical monitoring systems, acquiring a couple of security companies. They include Heart Alarm of Albany and Austin Locksmithing and Security, based in Olean. The mergers mark Doyle's third and fourth acquisitions of 2020. Monroe Community College launching a Care Coordination Community Health Navigation Program in the spring. It's a certificate program to prepare students to address patient needs, things like preventive care and effective disease management. MCC says local employers, including Rochester Regional, Lifetime Care, and Excellus, have reported a growing need for care coordinators. Kevin Kelly, the executive director of the Rochester Technology and Manufacturing Association, will retire at the end of this week before becoming executive director of the RTMA in 2003. Kelly, with the Chamber of Commerce in Rochester for a long time, 28 years there, also is the founder and executive director of High Tech Rochester, now known as NextCor. Succeeding Kelly as executive director for the manufacturers group is Bob Coyne. He is now currently director of workforce development of that organization. And Governor Cuomo signing legislation last week that protects the interests of New York small business who are taking out loans to survive the pandemic and other emergencies. It's called the New York State Small Business Truth in Lending Act. They say it helps borrowers by requiring clear and comprehensive disclosures from all lenders. The chair of the coalition says that some lenders have made it hard for small businesses to compare the true cost of their offers. So this will require the lenders to disclose the APR and the repayment terms. They also note, though, there are a lot of reputable lenders out there who do endorse this legislation. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gortman.